That's all we got, right?
Back on again.
Call meeting to order. Subdivision 2005-75 Top Drawer LLC.
Good evening. Again, my name is Mark Chura. I am the Director of Project Management for Ocean Atlantic Associates in Rehoboth Beach, representing the applicant, Top Drawer LLC. I have here with me tonight Matthew Peterson and Doug Warner, who you just heard from. They will be giving the bulk of the presentation. Also with me, Preston Schell, President of Ocean Atlantic Companies. We have other folks here from Ocean Atlantic as well. What I'd like to do is, first of all, let Preston talk about, very quickly, just some comments about the history, and then turn it over to Doug and Matthew to walk you through the details. Preston.
For the record, Preston Schell. What's interesting about this property is how many site plans we had for it. We beat this property to death with ideas of what to do with it. We originally had a cluster design with smaller lots and a private sewer system, but really looked at kind of how that design really unfolded and the cost of that private sewer system, and then opted not to do that. And then eventually ended up with this plan right here with 3/4 acre minimum lot sizes, each lot with its own septic. And once again, Element has designed a plan that does not back up to any other lots, which we appreciate and we think our homeowners appreciate. This project is very close to the town of Bethel, which for those of you, I'm going to assume everybody's been there, but it's a quaint little historic town that's probably only a quarter mile away from this site. It was, you know, when we were trying to do the small lots, we were thinking of the idea of trying to recreate, which I would argue is virtually impossible, the quaint feel of Bethel. That wasn't going to be possible. So we abandoned that idea and instead went with larger lots, which tend to be more typical of the surrounding area, excluding the little kind of main street of Bethel. So that's just a brief history on this project and this property. I'll turn it back over to Mark for questions.
Thanks, Press. Just a couple of other comments before I turn it over to Doug and Matthew. This project is important to Ocean Atlantic Associates. It's consistent with our efforts to build well-designed yet affordable communities in western Sussex County. As Preston indicated, this is a large lot community, which we believe is consistent and compatible with the rural surroundings. It is just outside the town limits of Bethel. But it doesn't impede on the historic fabric of that town. It doesn't impact on that little historic quaint town. So, you know, it is in a level four area, but we do feel that this project is consistent with both the spirit and really the intent of the state's managed growth policies. One other aspect to add to this with amenities, which was raised in the last project, this project has both an integrated bike path and a tot lot, a playground, as part of its as part of the community. These amenities are ones that we see in our communities as ones that are most asked for by the residents and most used by the residents. In the plus comments, it was also mentioned that the deficiency of bike trails, walking trails, was a primary negative in this whole area. So it's helpful for the residents, and it is complying with what the state had asked for. It also helps keep HOA fees down, as that these are fairly low-level investments. What I'd like to do now is to have Matthew and Doug kind of walk you through the details of this, and obviously we're available after that to answer any questions.
And before you start, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
This is application subdivision number 2005-75.
I thought you already done that.
I don't have to say it all again, do I, Lawrence?
It's application of Top Drawer LLC to consider a subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 108.63 acres into 72 lots located south of Route 78 and across from Route 487. Now, proceed.
Sorry, I thought you'd already done that before we
did. I think I'm right. Look, I was trying to sort boxes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's getting late.
We're good.
Yeah. I'm Doug Warner with Element Design Group, and this is Matthew Peterson. I'm the vice president and licensed practicing engineer in the state of Delaware. What we'd like to do is run over the project team with you, some general site conditions. I'll let Matthew kind of walk you through the plan a little bit, return back to some technical specifications, and then wrap it up with any questions and answers. This is a 72-lot residential subdivision as proposed, minimum size 3/4-acre lots. Let me step back just a second here. I might as well. Element Design Group is the planner here. The land surveying was done by Compass Point. Laurel Oak has done all our septic evaluations, at least preliminary feasibility reports. Atlantic Resource Management is on board for our stormwater pond infiltration and testing and borings in those areas, as well as our wetland investigations. We have John D. Hines for our geotechnical evaluations, particularly for the road cross sections, and then our traffic consultant is Orth Rogers. As I was getting into a little prematurely there, this site is 108 acres, located just north of Bethel off of Woodland Ferry Road, primarily agricultural land with about 16 to 18 acres worth of woodlands on the south portion of the site. There are no wetlands on site. It is not located within the flood zone. Proposed use, as I indicated, was 3/4-acre lots with individual well and septic.
So the design of the design is very similar in the effect of what the element.
Introduce yourself for the record.
That's right. Sorry about that. Thanks. For the record, my name is Matthew Peterson with Element Design Group. Our entrance is off of Woodland Ferry Road. Again, we always try to have traffic slowing roads, so most of our roads have a nice curve to them to slow traffic down naturally. When we said that minimum lot size is 3/4 acres, that would be this size here. We go up to 1.1, 1.2 acres on the corners of most of these areas here. There's a natural ridge line in this area here. As you can see, this is the 16 acres that was described a second ago by Doug that is still forested. Although we have lot lines that push into that forested area through building restriction lines and the way we're going to grade the or not grade the site, most of that will remain wooded and selectively cleared for housing. So it's kind of the gist of that. Again, we tried to maintain large buffers all the way around, minimum 50 foot. That would be in these areas here. In other areas, we're obviously maintaining a much greater distance than that. 50 foot easement in this area here, which leads us to kind of how the amenity design was put together. Very low impact amenity. It's also upside down. Same type of system as before. We just spoke with you guys about an integrated trail system that works through this easement here, again making a loop road that connects everything back to enjoy all the different areas of the site. Again, we have a little concept of a trail connection here where we take care of it naturally and it drains and those types of things. Proposing a community tot lot in this area here where this widens out to more about 150 feet wide, bringing in a swing set and a climbing feature and park benches and those types of things here for more of an active type recreation for children, and then in other areas more of a passive recreation, walking and general fitness there. Mark described it as a bike path. It's more of a fitness trail. You could ride a bike on it, you could walk on it, stroller, jog, those types of things. So again, just in summary, as we laid the lots out, we made sure that no one backed up to one another. We provided good sight lines and good access to all the open space and to our trails.
Okay, just to recap some of the bulk regulations. Again, 108 acres, 72 lots. Minimum lot area is right on 3/4 of an acre. Average lot area is 0.8 acres. We have a resulting density of 0.66 units per acre. With an open space of approximately 43 acres, resulting in 40% of the gross area for open space. For our infrastructure, wastewater and water supply, as we indicated, will be individual well and septic. Laurel Oak has performed a feasibility study there with the results indicating full depth gravity, capping filling gravity, and some LPP systems would be working here. That report was submitted to DENREC, and a feasibility letter has been included in your package there, I believe dated October 17th of 05. The roads will be private, maintained by the Homeowners Association. They'll be in accordance with Sussex County standard regulations. Right now, as we're hoping to go into, is a design with a swale system on either side of the road. We'll kind of evaluate that a little bit more as we get into some of the engineering and try to balance out our cut fill and try to limit our land disturbance there. The entrance from Woodland Ferry Road will be a DLDOT approved entrance. We'll be submitting to them for their approval. We've gotten some preliminary feedback from Morth Rogers on the average daily traffic flows in and out of here, and their report has indicated that we will not need to have any particular upgrades to this area for the flow in and out of here. No bypass lanes, no turn lanes in or out. Stormwater management, of course, will be in compliance with DENREC Sussex Conservation District. Due to the requirement for quantity and quality control, primarily we'll probably come in here as our first option will be wet ponds that you see there. We will evaluate these ponds for potential infiltration and some other green technologies, but we don't have the fortunate luxury of tidal relief or anything like that, so we will have some wet ponds on this site. Amenities, Matthew talked about those a little bit. We've been through the plus comments. We've gone through those fairly benign, besides the level four comment, obviously. We've returned some responses back to those folks. And I guess finally, we have submitted the HOA documents for record. And again, the stormwater management, common areas, roads, and so forth would be maintained by the Homeowners Association.
That concludes our presentation.
Thank you. Okay. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
You stated the wooded area. You say you have some lots within the wooded area?
13 of the 16 acres, 18 acres remains untouched.
So what are you going to do to restrict cutting
by the home? Building setback lines would be further back or deeper into the lot, requiring you couldn't go too far back into the lot. With clearing, we can place restrictions on those lots that you can't take any trees down, you know, the 30-foot deal.
So you'd be willing to put that in the restricted covenants? Are they in any restricted covenants?
I don't think they're in the restrictions right now.
Okay, but you're willing to do that?
Oh, we'd certainly be willing to do that, yeah.
And the house there, that's existing house, that's not part of this application?
No, sir.
It's going to be maintained with somebody else?
It would be retained by the owner.
Okay. And the walking paths, they're intertwined everywhere. There's no dead ends or anything.
That's correct. They're all looped back on each other.
The walking trail that goes through the lots there, that's not part of the lots.
No, it would be an easement. It's just a graphical thing.
All right. And then what type of housing are you proposing?
The honest answer is we're not really sure yet. We don't know if we're just going to sell lots to local builders or to just individuals that want to buy a lot and design their own house and build their own house on it. We're probably not going to do lot home packages of a production style here, though.
Do you have a square footed?
Our HOA docs will have architectural regulations and minimum square footage sizes, but I would think, considering the average size home in this area, they'd probably be fairly lenient. You know, maybe 1,350 or 1,400 square feet would be the minimum house size.
And then, last question. Do you have an area that a bus stop could be placed if deemed necessary by the school district?
If deemed necessary, we certainly want it near our front entrance. We have there's a trail that kind of starts in that area. Adjacent to that would probably be best location for a bus stop.
You got enough. Sufficient area.
Absolutely. Like I said, we maintained a 50-foot buffer, and actually I think we're in excess of that.
Mark just corrected me on something. We actually submitted 1,750 square feet as the minimum house size in our document. I apologize for that.
That's all the questions. All right.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
What's the path going to be made of? If it's
a non-paved surface. What exactly? We're not sure yet. It'll come down to, you know, what's the best use of material at the time. It will be a non-paved surface, though. It won't be like an asphalt trail or concrete or anything. Mostly typically used like gravel fines, those types of things.
Yeah. Just to amplify, typically we'd use a trail similar to what you saw at Painter's Mill and other developments that we've done. A gravel path, we'd have like a type R underneath of that gravel and then fines, and that would all be compacted down with a bit of a ridge so that it'll drain appropriately.
Because when you mentioned baby strollers,
Yeah, when that surface packs down, it gets pretty hard.
No problem.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Just a question. I got a copy of the restrictive covenants and looked over them, and At the beginning of your presentation, you had said how it was your feeling that this would fit in sort of with the character and the tradition of the town of Bethel, and it looked like in your design guidelines you were leaving no stone unturned as to what style of home could go in there. I mean, there's reference to Spanish eclectic and Pueblo revival, which I don't see in Bethel. But will you be able to, when you get a better handle of if it will be a land home package or something, will you be able to refine these, take these up a little bit?
We can do a better job of refining those documents and not making them as, I guess, template-like as they appear to be right now. But just to clarify, our original site plan actually did try to emulate our attempt at something that would feel like downtown Bethel, mm-hmm. but it wasn't going to work. And, you know, downtown Bethel has 4,000, 5,000 square foot lots with the houses. The street doesn't meet any county code. Nothing was going to really look like downtown Bethel. So we abandoned that. Not that we have to abandon the architectural styles that are inherent to the area, but as far as the feel of the streetscape, this is not going to feel anything like downtown Bethel.
Thank you.
No other question.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
My questions have all been answered.
Hey, Mr. Couts.
I believe this went to Plus last year. Is there anything in the record about the Plus comments or response by the developer?
We have filed a response to PLUS. I don't know if that's in your packet, so we can provide that for you.
I don't know if that's in the record.
Has it been in the file? That's it's not in the exhibit book.
It's not part of what was...
We will make sure those are submitted to you.
Typically, the way the commission wants that to happen is that you take the PLUS comments and somebody... then within, they reproduce that letter, and then after each one of the comments, it'll be in bold or blue or something like that. I know Mr. Couts has suggested that, and so has Mr. Burnett and Mr. Johnson, so that you can go right through it and see what PLUS has said and what the applicant's response is, so it's all in one document.
We'll be happy to provide it in that format.
I have a copy of the PLUS comments. I don't see a copy of a response yet.
I don't see Mr. Fuqua on this one either, so.
No, I don't have one.
Those responses were provided to them about 5 days ago.
Okay, so we don't have them yet. We can leave the record open.
Yeah, that's what I think probably ought to happen.
We'll need to do. Yeah.
That's all.
Mr. Robertson, any
no
questions?
Questions?
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. If you'll kindly stand down for a moment, we'll see if there's anybody with an interest in your project. Does anyone here like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-75 Top Drawer LLC? Anybody want to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-75? Anybody on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us. See if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-76, James H. and Dorothy M. Bailey.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a MR, medium density residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 8.16 acres into eight lots, located north of Route 54, 2/10 of a mile west of Route 26. The Technical Advisory Committee reviewed this application on May 24th of 2006. Shane's notes say that DENREC has stated that the site is suitable for individual septic systems. That's all I have, gentlemen.
All right, sir, thank you. There appears to be someone here representing this application.
Yes, sir. My name is Don McCormick.